KFDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the days tick off up to the November 5th election, both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are working hard to gain the support of voters who still can't make up their minds. ABC's Mary Bruce is on the Harris campaign trail.
Harris facing questions from undecided voters after Trump declined the invitation to a second debate. Alone on stage on immigration, she was pressed about her plan, a bipartisan compromise bill which includes $650 million set aside under Trump to build some border wall.
Donald Trump campaigns in Nevada and Arizona today. Tomorrow, he will be taping an episode of Joe Rogan's podcast. In the wake of two major hurricanes and 6 weeks into the Boeing strike, analysts were expecting a jump in unemployment claims. Instead, the number fell by about 15,000, according to the Labor Department. As Secretary of State Antony Blinken announces $135 million in U.S. aid to the Palestinians, an Israeli strike on a school in the Gaza Strip leaves at least 17 people dead. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We had some more delays for early voters. You'll remember on Tuesday, more than 97,000 people voted early. But there were some hiccups. So many people were casting their ballots, it overwhelmed the WisVote system and slowed down the process to print absentee ballot labels. Now, those labels are not necessary, but lots of clerk's offices use them just to make the process easier. The chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission had said Tuesday that they'd increase capacity, so that shouldn't happen again. Well, it happened again. There were still reports of slowdowns yesterday. The commission says this issue isn't just affecting early voting. It seems to be impacting other statewide systems, too. They have nothing to do with elections. But so many people are voting early that it's, quote, compounding the issue. So we'll have to see what happens today and tomorrow. And it's Drug Takeback Day across Wisconsin this weekend. There are more than 150 events statewide where you can dispose of old medications. They take all kinds of them, prescriptions, over-the-counter drugs, inhalers, creams, pet medications, even vapes and e-cigarettes if you take out the battery. Here in Madison, they'll have drug takeback locations at Elver Park, Mount Zion Baptist Church Food Pantry, and Warner Park, but there are more than a dozen other locations around Dane County. And the new Amtrak line that just launched earlier this year has already had 100,000 riders. The Borealis line goes from Minneapolis-St. Paul to Chicago. It has stops all throughout Wisconsin. It stops in La Crosse, Tomah, Wisconsin Dells, Portage, Columbus, Milwaukee, and Sturtevant. Riders on the Borealis line today are getting a free drink and a 100-gram bar to celebrate the milestone. Now that this line is in operation, it's the first time in 46 years there are two trains leaving from the cities to Chicago every day. There are even some reports that Amtrak officials were surprised by how quickly it became so popular. For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Bucks win their season opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 124-109 win over the 76ers in Philadelphia. Damian Lillard had 30 points and was asked, did the Bucks play better on defense?
Yeah, I think especially when it came down to the paint. You know, Brooke was a beast. Giannis was a beast protecting the paint. That's what we talked about. Our base defense of just getting stops and protecting the paint like we want to. I thought, you know, our bigs did a great job of that.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It was great. The game plan was exactly what we wanted.
The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers getting ready to host the number 3 ranked Nittany Lions of Penn State. Game time 6:30 at Camp Randall Stadium Saturday night. NFL, the Packers have former Jets head coach and 49ers defensive coordinator Robert Saleh evaluating the offense. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, can it help?
Yeah, I think it helps. I mean, having a defensive, you know, mind talking offense and helping us, you know, with things that we might be able to see, it helps.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today, highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, some showers and thunderstorms possible, lows around 47. On Friday, mostly sunny, a high near 60. Friday night, clear skies, we drop to 32. For Saturday, sunny and 58.
Right now, it's 44.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X, and I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Host of Rational Revolution, Mark Becker, in with a big announcement. And friend of the show, Matt Flynn, looking at the day's headlines. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
What's up with the support of Donald Trump? If you've got people, 40 people in the White House, myself included, telling you how dangerous the person is. Let's say we worked at a pharmaceutical company and we told you that the pill you were about to give one of your family members was going to kill them. Would you still give the pill? There's something in the body politic today that we have to get our arms around. I think there are people that like this strongman sort of thing. And I'm just here to message people that Churchill ultimately was right. A democracy is a terrible form of government until you consider all the other forms of government.
Ah, Scaramouche.
Ah, the mooch.
One more Scaramouche.
And what we know about strong leaders is it leads to lots of corruption, kleptocracy, and ultimately violence. And so I'm asking people to please reconsider their vote for Donald Trump. We know that his economic plan is not as good as the vice president's. We know that he doesn't believe in our rules-based society. He doesn't like our allies. And if you like the continuity of America and all the things that have made us peaceful and prosperous over the years, I hope people will reconsider what they're doing and vote for the vice president.
All right. Thank you, Scaramouche. Okay. Look who's here. Hey.
Raised by a wild pack of Jews, here's Dana Goldberg.
Goldberg's here.
One of the top five funniest lesbians in America.
Come stick with your baby for a thousand years. Nothing gets better when Dana's here.
Hi, Dana.
Good morning, everyone. My goodness.
Listen, we needed this. You said a mental health tweet. Instead of fighting with the blue check MAGAs on this dumpster fire of an app, make a plan for November. Talk to friends. Make sure they're registered and plan to vote. If they aren't planning to, talk to them about how important this election is. Do something. Yeah, I phone banked for the first time, did postcards for the first time. I have friends that have never canvassed that are out canvassing.
I think there's a lot of people doing things this election they have never done before, which is wonderful. I think more people are going to get out and vote than we've ever seen. And I think that their family and their friends, they're getting people registered to vote that weren't even registered. And there's still hope and faith that things are going to go right, not necessarily on November 5th. There's no way we're going to know.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of effery on the other side, but I think we're going to do it.
And again, I have to keep saying it over and over again, Dana, so people know it is by Republican design that we won't know on November 5th. It's Republican states that will not let them count ballots. Right. This, so that then they can scream, oh, how come they haven't counted the ballots? I mean, it's so ridiculous that just that they do this every time, that then they scream, oh, they have to stop the counting. There must be fraud going on. And I just have to say, I have to read a Mark Elias tweet every hour just to calm myself.
He says,
today the RNC lost a case in Pennsylvania. Yesterday it lost in Georgia. On Monday it lost in Michigan. Last week it lost in Nevada. Their allies just lost in Wisconsin and dismissed three others in Nevada. They are using litigation to sow distrust, but they aren't winning. So he's doing his part, as I keep saying, let's do our part, right?
He is doing a thousand people's part. Mark Elias deserves a vacation and a beat wherever he wants to go after this, and 100 drinks sent to him, whatever he needs. Just a big thank you.
I feel like those of us just like barely hanging on to our sanity, you summed it up in like one tweet. You said Donald's showing serious signs of mental decline, saying immigrants are eating cats and dogs, kids are being medically transitioned at school, windmills cause cancer, MAG is out here asking for proof about whether or not Kamala worked at McDonald's. Make it make sense. I mean, this is the stupidest timeline in the stupidest election cycle in the history of the world, in my opinion.
Absolutely. And we can all blame mainstream, if you want to call it that, mainstream media. Dan and Bash, I mean, really disappointing after the CNN town hall. I don't know if that's been commented on the first 2 hours. But for her to be like, I don't know if Kamala sealed the deal. Donald Trump hasn't shown up for a town hall.
Thank you.
Why do they keep moving the goalposts on her and saying, I don't know if she sealed the deal? You know, that meme about don't tell me you don't know enough about her when you know everything you need to know about him. Yeah. Everything.
Yeah, by the way, did we play? I'm sorry to do this to you. Uh-oh. Yes, it cut four. I'm sorry to do it to you.
You got Department of Education. You got half the buildings at Department of Education. I never saw. You don't need any of them. You know, I want one person and a secretary to just make sure they're teaching English, okay? Give them a little English, okay? I say reading, writing, and arithmetic. No transgender, no operations. You know, they take your kid. There are some places your boy leaves the school, comes back a girl. Okay?
Sorry to do it to you again. As you said, Jesus Christ, listen, if you drop your kid off a boy and comes back a girl, take that child back to school because you took home the wrong child. Enough of this bull. Teachers can't even give your kid an Advil without parental consent. Thank you.
Why aren't they pushing back against this one? I mean, they are using this to divide our country. There's ads all over trying to hurt the trans community. This somehow caught traction, and so they're using it. You can push back against election lies and his lies against the trans community in the same breath. Say something. This is absurd, because he knows how to reach parents, make them fear for their children. Yeah. His campaign figured it out. All of this false fear about this and the bathrooms and sports, it's all contrived, and it's not a real danger. Make people talk about what actually is affecting their life, because I guarantee it's not Julie who wants to play middle school volleyball with her friends.
Says is true. I asked Carl Frisch about this. This is, you know, he's the head of a school board. I'm like, because I kept thinking this was like the Hillary, you know, child sex pizza ring. I'm like, would anybody really believe that? Well, a portion of his cult did, because I'm like, is there anyone that actually believes any kid is getting dropped off at school and having trans surgery? You know,
one of those guys in that barbershop laughed audibly at him when it came out of his mouth.
Yes.
At least some people are pushing back against this in real time. I mean, whether it's the people asking questions on Univision or these, you know, someone laughing at him in a barbershop, there's some sanity still left. And I'm hoping that there's more than we're hearing.
Yeah. By the way, you were retweeted. Now, this is a headline because, you know, we're so used to the mainstream media not doing their job that when they actually get a headline right, good for you. Give them a little New York Magazine. Give them an attaboy.
Yeah.
New York Magazine. So in an effort to highlight his claim about Kamala Harris never worked at a McDonald's, Trump pretended to work at a closed McDonald's where he served pretend orders to supporters pretending to be customers. Thank you. That's the way you say it, not Trump worked at a McDonald's, right?
Absolutely. No gloves, no hairnet. Let's give him a real shift. And by the way, let's not give him a half an hour shift. Let's do the 8 hours that someone stands in front of a hot fryer putting out thousands of orders of McDonald's fries. These photo, and I hate that they call it a campaign stop. It's not a campaign stop if every single part of it is orchestrated by the campaign, where the place is closed. They control who comes through. They control the workers. This is a photo op. Call it what it is. It's a photo op.
Yeah. You retweeted your friend, your buddy, your pal, Allison Gill, who said, you know, who quoted the whole, it doesn't cost $60,000 to bury a Mexican, don't pay it. And you just said, you, Donald Trump, and go ahead and come at me, MAGA. Your guy is a despicable person. I mean, that sums up his racism and his disrespect for the troops.
And the people are like, that was debunked by Mark Meadows. Mark Meadows? We're supposed to
Yeah, you're
going to
believe. Yeah. By the way.
Instead of a general? I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
And by the way, so the slain soldier's sister, this is what makes me so sad. She, of course, said, oh, you know, Donald Trump showed nothing but, you know, respect for me and my family. I voted for him. Of course she didn't say that in front of you.
Right.
You know, but and first of all, I'm no fan of John Kelly. But are you kidding me? You're compared to the biggest liar in the history of the world, you're going to say John Kelly's not telling the truth. What's in it for John Kelly?
Absolutely. Right. And you got Mark Meadows saying, oh, he would never speak that way.
No,
he does. We've seen him speak that way at rallies. We've seen him talk about people in real life in front of our eyes despicably.
Right.
So to think that he wouldn't go as far as disparaging a fallen soldier, give me a break.
But these poor families that are used as props and, you know, of course he was nice to your face. It's like But, you know,
he also didn't rape every woman he came across. I mean, come on.
Right. You retweeted, many Democrats think their vote might not matter much in Texas. It does. Colin Allred and Ted Cruz neck and neck in the polls. Yeah, I keep talking about a lot of these Senate races. I forgot to mention Sherrod Brown is a fantastic senator. Please, God.
Please save him
after Peter Thiel bought you this douche-tastic J.D. Vance, please vote for a real senator in Ohio. But
yeah, he's a good man, and he's done good things for that state.
Yeah, no, he is. He's terrific. But anyway, but that tells you everything you need to know, that Texas is in play, you know, and Colin Allred absolutely dead heat.
And by the way, if you are listening and you're in Ohio, you have not voted yet, your ballot measure one, please make sure that you actually vote yes. They have rewritten that ballot. Your little Frank DeRose there, he tried to take abortion access away from you, got permission from that Republican Supreme Court to change the wording. You can actually ungerrymander your state if you vote yes on that initiative and not no. So if you haven't voted, make sure you research that, because the language is awful. They're making it sound like if you vote yes on it, you're actually voting for gerrymandering, and you're not.
Yeah. Speaking of, I just mentioned Peter Thiel, Allison Gill also tweeted, why on earth would Elon and Thiel pay tens of millions of dollars to elect Trump? Because that pales in comparison to the money they would steal from us with official acts immunity. I mean, yeah, think about it. Why would someone spend that kind of money?
Oh, 100%. Elon Musk, it's the government contracts first. Peter Thiel, I think his ego just wants to get into the White House. Like, I really think they're going to work weekend at Bernie, you know, Trump, and put him to pasture as soon as this happens. Forbid.
Yeah.
We just don't let it happen.
Yeah.
And like I said before, it's not going to happen this election. Let's get Kamala Harris elected. But in 4 years, we're going to have to defeat J.D. Vance because he's going to run.
Oh, God. I had missed the story. You retweeted Trump on Monday visited Asheville, North Carolina to see the damage caused by Hurricane Helene and proudly showed off his his French fry certification pin. And you just did a whole ha 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 ha. I'm sure the area devastated by a hurricane couldn't be more proud of the baby boy. This is like the dumbest campaign ever, right?
And I don't know if the guy who handed it to him was trolling him or not, but the way he was like, here's your successful fry pin, and he held it up like it was a ribbon for Participation Day.
I'm putting it next to my Michigan Man of the Year that I also never won. Here's my French fry pin. God, please let this be over. Okay, 18 minutes after the hour. Dana's here. Everything's automatically better.
It is.
This portion of the show brought to you by my morning kick, also making the morning better and making me feel kicky and peppy.
Because we needed it.
Yes, morning kick. It's a drink designed to nourish your body, support your gut health, boost your energy, help you feel more youthful. 10 supplements. Wait, where am I riding this week? Oh, wait, Pasadena. I'm doing another 40-miler this weekend. Yeah,
okay.
I got to get my morning kick.
It's hilly over there.
Yeah, right? Okay, morning kick in my bike bottle every single Saturday for my bike club. I'm telling you, it's a game changer for me. It tastes great. Strawberry lemonade flavor.
Yum.
If you want to feel better, gain energy, enhance your overall well-being, do it with Mama. RoundhouseProvisions.com, the code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511, 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text these. May apply.
Proving that the left is right. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening. But the religious pushback is fierce, and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan. Lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Text liberal to 511-511. Text liberal to 511-511. Or go to ffrf.org/vote to join the fight. Text liberal to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still aren't sleeping, you still hurt, you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleared out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern that haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery is the source I trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started right now. Visit CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. That's CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie. One more time, CBDistillery.com.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Waters. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Stephanie Miller.
Engaged in a kiss. The sweat of the body covers me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You really must, on your bucket list, watch Frangela sing this in karaoke. The Doves crying segment is quite lengthy and quite emotional.
Yeah.
All right. Dana Goldberg, hi.
Hey, Dana.
Good morning.
Hiya. Your co-host, AG, from Mueller, she wrote, I just thought this would be a little, you know, throwback. Robert Mueller speaks out about election interference. For the first time, Bob Mueller has lent his voice to talking about election interference. He said, Americans have not learned the lessons of Russia's attack on our democracy in 2016. He writes for a forthcoming book. He said, the threat deserves the attention of every American. Russia attacked us before and will do so again. They're doing it now, yep. Obviously. The review states previously redacted material from the Mueller report, since released under Freedom of Information Act, suggests that the special counsel's office may have believed that Trump lied in answering at least one of those questions. Mueller wanted a subpoena for Trump, but the attorney general blocked and delayed it. The new book walks through the frustration the team felt because Mueller chose not to push further. Bill Barr's final document was extremely misleading. It obscured the extent to which the department worked to shield Trump. I mean, in many ways, it's the original sin, right? It's how we got here.
Absolutely. And they're still doing it. I mean, the Russian disinformation lies, the deep fakes, the articles of the bots that are coming out. I mean, for them to write an article that Tim Walz hurt anybody, much less an LGBTQ kid, and groom somebody, and that gets spread like wildfire, and then it's proof that they came from a Russian account. It's incredibly frustrating that they can destroy someone's reputation in a moment on social media right now because of the way things are spread without any sort of fact checking.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's not past tense. I hope that we're a little more aware of it now, having lived through it already in 2016. But it does infuriate you that that's the original sin he got away with, you know?
Absolutely. And you're going to stay mad about a lot of things about Hillary. A lot of people are going to stay mad about this. And it's just, I think what makes me even more angry is that the Republicans know and don't care. Like, that's the biggest thing. If you've got these Ted Cruz's that hopefully are about to lose his job in 11 days, you've got Marjorie Taylor Greene's, and you've got even these other people that, you know, could have done something. Liz Cheney is one of the only ones, and I hate defending Liz Cheney, that spoke up, you know what I mean, and actually put party country over party, excuse me.
Yeah, by
and
the
Kinzinger
way,
too.
John Kelly helped.
Yes, Kinzinger as well.
Exactly. Yeah. But John Kelly helped Trump smear, you know, a Representative Federica, is it Wilson, who was, you know, talking about his disrespect to another war widow. Remember, he said to this widow, like, oh, your husband knew what he was getting into. And so because she was, you know, telling that story, John Kelly, I respect his service. I respect everyone's service, but I don't think he's a hero in this. I mean, I'm glad he's speaking out, but he still won't say, you know, I'm voting for Kamala Harris. You have to vote for Kamala Harris. I mean, he still is talking about what an incredible threat and fascist Donald Trump is. But then he said this, like, both sides-y thing, Dan. I don't know if you heard it yesterday, where he's like, oh, well, you know, whoever wins, you know, I just hope we get back to, you know, common ground and not hating each other. And, you know, I think as Nicole Wallace said yesterday, yeah, well, only one candidate's running on that.
100%.
And that's Kamala Harris. Like, you know,
absolutely.
Don't say, oh, either way, whoever wins, it'll be fine. You just said it won't be fine, that he's a fascist, right?
Yeah. And all these people, I feel like you're wasting your breath asking for George W. to come out and endorse all these tweets about him. He's never done it. He's not going to do it. I'm not sure he even knows who's president right now. Like, I just don't think it's going to happen.
As George Sr. would say, not going to do it.
Not going to do it.
Not going to do it.
Wouldn't be prudent.
Wouldn't be prudent.
I don't think it would be prudent.
Marco just blurted blue in Texas. Woohoo! Yay. Hey, Marco.
Hey, how are you there?
Good, go ahead.
Good. Hey, well, listen, thank you for accepting my call. My name's Marco Antonio. I was born and raised in Galveston Island, Texas, that is. My dad was born in Port Arthur, Texas, but was reared in Mexico. My mother was from Mexico. And I got a couple things I want to say. First of all, I just got out of the voting booth.
Oh,
Democrat all the way.
All right. Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
Is that a truck behind you? All right. Pay attention to the road. You're making me nervous. Pay attention to the road. Thank you. Vote blue. That was like a That was like in Trains, Planes, and Automobiles. It was like a giant truck horn.
Oh, yeah.
See? It's a good thing he already voted.
Well, I think he was at Galveston Harbor where there are boat.
Oh, it was a boat.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hopefully he wasn't just struck by a boat. Okay. But he already voted, so good for him. I'm not saying anything. All right, DG Comedy. You can follow her everywhere. And we had it for another half hour.
That's right.
So everything is already better. And now it's going to be that much easier. Whatever.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. We have to keep talking about the fire danger. It continues to be high in southwestern Wisconsin. 3.3 million people in the Badger State are now in an area impacted by drought, and 77% of the state is experiencing drought conditions. But guess what? Rain is finally back in the forecast here in Dane County. We might see some after 8 o'clock tonight, and you might even hear some thunder. That is great news for us here in the southwestern part of the state, where 3 out of 4 residents in the county are experiencing drought. Still, this is the county's second wettest year on record, even though we're now in this drought. Scientists say that paradox is an effect of climate change. Meanwhile, up in the Northwoods, they're making long-term plans for climate change. The Department of Natural Resources announced a new proposal for Rib Mountain State Park. Downhill skiing has been the focal point of the park for decades now. But with a 5-degree Fahrenheit increase expected by 2041, the area will get more rain and freezing rain and less snow, meaning the days where you could downhill ski will drop and drop and drop. Tony Schumacher, owner of the Great Lakes Weather Service.
Over the past 20 years in Michigan and Wisconsin, we definitely have seen an increase in rain and thaw events throughout the winter season. Some 30 or 40 years ago, it was more common to be able to open the ski hills in this part of the world generally in mid-November. Now it's often been getting pushed back to late November or even into mid-December.
The DNR's plan includes more activities that don't rely on lots of snow, like hiking, climbing, bouldering, and mountain biking. Statewide, snowfall was 20 to 30 inches below average across Wisconsin. In some areas, it was up to 70 inches below normal. Businesses impacted could apply for economic impact disaster loans. Last month, Senator Tammy Baldwin introduced the Winter Recreation Small Business Recovery Act, which would help Wisconsin businesses survive underwhelming winters. For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Winds whipping out of the south today are shoving us to highs in the low 60s. Clouds are increasing this afternoon as a cold front approaches, bringing widespread rain of around 1/4 inch. It'll push in this evening, but be gone by tomorrow. More sunshine will return with cooler highs in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group, and yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Hi, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll give away another pair of tickets to Late Night Catechism at the Overture.
And we'll be playing some of the great Wisconsin music with Rocker.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
He's on the Ad Council.
In just the past week, Donald Trump has repeatedly called his fellow Americans the enemy from within, and even said that he would use the United States military to go after American citizens. And let's be clear about who he considers to be the enemy from within. Anyone who refuses to bend a knee or dares to criticize him would qualify, in his mind, as the enemy within.
Thank you, Madam President. Okay, Dana Goldberg is here. Yep. By the way, to your point about Mark Meadows, like, going, oh, that didn't happen, the, you know, his saying, you know, I'm not paying for a Mexican's funeral or whatever. Mark Meadows just failed in his effort to obtain a large number of documents from the National Archives that he said would prove his innocence in the Georgia election case. The federal judge told him the attempt had been flawed from the start. I mean, make no mistake, it's not just Trump running to stay out of prison. So is this guy. So you're going to believe anything he says? I mean, anyway. So
That's the thing, too, that he's banking on Trump getting reelected and pardoning him. Like, I understand that this is a state's... No, it's a federal case. The documents case is a federal case, right? Even though it was...
Yeah, it was dismissed, but, you know, obviously Jack Smith is appealing to get it reinstated.
Right, so if Jack Smith gets this back up, one, hopefully he can get Eileen Cannon, now that she's on the list for the shortlist for Secretary of State, off of the case.
Attorney General, yeah.
But thank you. Damn, I all my words this morning. But, yeah, the Attorney General off the case... I hope that the judge actually, brings the case back up, and so we can just sort of start anew.
Yeah, that's got to be an "Are you effing kidding me?" slam dunk.
100%.
It is written down. She's at the top of the list for attorney general. She absolutely has to be removed from this case. I mean, I guess we can sometimes be happy for their hubris and the stuff that, like Kamala Harris always says, "Can you believe they wrote this down?"
Yeah.
Project 2025. I mean, it's. Yeah, so
and they're going to keep doing it. There's been no consequences. So we're just going to keep criming in public. Might as well. No one's doing anything about it. We are trying to. And the only way we can hold them accountable is to get out and vote. That's it at this point.
I don't know how many warnings from how many people we can hear from, but Trump presents
now a warning.
Unprecedented threat to American civil liberty that could usher in an era of racial violence and political tyranny should he reclaim the White House. A new analysis of political research shows. No kidding. A New York Times columnist writes extensive but dire warning to the American people, in which he begged voters not to make what one expert described to him as a deal with the devil. It's the ordinary day-to-day life we lead at our kitchen tables and in our bedrooms that is most dangerously threatened by the tyranny that the return of Trump to power would represent. Dan, when I was phone banking, one woman answered the phone in Pennsylvania, said, oh, I don't vote, and just hung up on me. And it's those people... The half the country that doesn't vote that goes, I don't do politics. But I keep saying, well, politics is going to do you, because you're going to find out how this affects you at your kitchen table, right?
I'm so impressed. Thank you for doing what you're doing. I can only imagine getting that person answering. And I don't know. It's sort of a helpless feeling. If they just say, I don't vote, and hang up, what do you do? Well, okay, we're not going to call you back. We can just start harassing them. It's infuriating, the amount of people. I still think, and I know it's a little controversial, I think you should get fined for not voting in this country. I think it should be a national holiday, and I think there should be some sort of consequence for not actually exercising the rights that we have fought and won.
What country? Is it Australia? It has mandatory voting, Although I hear some of these Trumpers interview, I'm like, no, don't make everyone vote.
Well, there's, thank God, more of us, but yeah,
there are more of us. I mean, this one, the 15 largest corporate beneficiaries of Trump's tax cut have dumped a combined $839 billion into executive-enriching stock buybacks and dividends since the measure's package, of course, and he's running on doing another round of those. One analyst said the biggest corporate winners of the Trump tax giveaway use their massive windfalls mostly to pad profits and enrich a small group of wealthy investors instead of raising their workers' wages and lowering prices for consumers. So... And I'm glad Kamala Harris has been talking about greedflation, about corporate greed, because it is a huge issue.
It is. I still go back. I'm not trying to pounce on undecided voters. It's just hard for me to believe that anyone, and like the person who
asked
the
question
in the town hall yesterday, that I think she was some sort of an environmentalist or something, and was like, I'm not sure who I'm voting for. I was like, what? Or an economist. It was whatever it was something that was very clear that there's stark contrast between the candidates, and she's still like, sure.
Yeah. All right, let's have some more comments.
Like judges, like journalists, like nonpartisan election officials. It is deeply troubling and incredibly dangerous that Donald Trump would invoke Adolf Hitler, the man who is responsible for the deaths of 6 million Jews and hundreds of thousands of Americans. All of this is further evidence for the American people of who Donald Trump really is.
Let's review, Dana, in 2024. Hitler, bad. Still bad.
Yeah. Nazis, bad.
If you would you even do any interviews, wouldn't you like someone to go, really, what good things? What good things did Hitler do?
Yeah. Push back on him. That's why he won't do any interviews. He's just going to keep saying these crazy, outlandish things. So we don't focus on the fact that he has no policy. Yeah. I mean, did that story ever drop yesterday where it was like, oh, bombshells coming? I had to go to work.
Yeah, yes, it was the groping story.
Yeah, the latest. Yeah.
It was woman because that, I don't know. Allison said that, and I'm not saying that that's not true, but that woman gave a public on the Survivors for Harris. She was on the call a week, 4 days before the story broke. Someone else, it wouldn't have been some sort of a bombshell by then, but I guess if that's
The reason I think it's not a bombshell, because she's the 11th billionth woman. And as one survivor tweeted, and I read it earlier, said, please, before all the people rush to say, oh, it won't matter, to people, please, like, think of all of us that, you know, that are victims. You know
absolutely.
What I mean?
That
we keep hearing, oh, it doesn't matter, because we're so numb.
That's a really good point, Stephanie. A very good point.
Yeah. I mean, it's just we're numb. Just because we're numb to it doesn't mean, you know, we should be numb to his.
Yeah. And honestly, I was one of those people that tweeted, whatever comes out, it's not going to sway his cult. But you're absolutely right. I appreciate you saying that. It does matter. Survivors need to speak out and not feel like what doesn't matter if I say anything. You know, Christine Blasey Ford, when in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, it was the Senate, right?
Yeah.
Because, Lindsey Graham was like going off about, I get them confused sometimes. Yeah. Rest in peace, Leslie. But it matters. It matters when people are heard and their voices are heard, because, you know, when you've got a story coming out, 2 years later saying the FBI throttled that investigation, the White House did, and the FBI's hands were tied and couldn't actually investigate the 4,200 tips that came in.
It doesn't matter. Let's make this a country where it matters again.
Absolutely.
Let's make this a country where this is not normal, this degree of criminality and sexual assault, and, you know, that nothing seems to matter anymore. Kevin the Hilarious Gay in Chicago is here in 3, 2, 1.
Well, hello.
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 Hi, Dana.
Hi, honey.
I have to say really quickly, I always feel weird calling when you're on, because it's kind of like, I liken it to when Stephanie takes pictures next to supermodels. It's not, I shouldn't be doing it.
It's just too much. It's obviously repetitive. It's just, you know.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't want to steal my spotlight. You don't want to steal theirs. I understand.
Right. We're full up on hilarious gays this hour, but fine. Go ahead.
Well, Mama, since we're talking about Chris's body today, I felt compelled to call in. And I just have to say, Chris's body is responsible for some of the best hugs I have ever received.
His body's everybody's choice.
Right. So, Chris, you do you. I'll do you.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to say.
he slipped that to you without even telling you you're pretty.
Yes, no lube.
slipped it in, no lube. Last week you said that I was dead to you, so I wanted to get back into your favor. But while I understand the urge to have everyone early vote, especially in the battleground states, and I'm completely in agreement with that, I also like to vote on Election Day. My children are off to school that day. So I like to bring them with so that they can see me fulfilling my civic duty. I feel very patriotic while doing so. And there's just something so energetic about being an American on Election Day. So I'm with you on that. And also, lastly, because Chris, you and I agree like 9 times out of 10, I implore everyone listening to get your Chris is Always Right t-shirt.
Yes.
No, I implore you to get your Chris is Always Wrong t-shirt.
I saw so many Chris is Right t-shirts in Kansas City. You have no idea.
Well, it also means that I'm right. So
that's right.
Get those t-shirts.
All right. All right.
Love
Thank you.
You.
I love you. Okay, I need some more Kamala Harris, please. All right. Thank you.
This is a window into who Donald Trump really is, from the people who know him best, from the people who worked with him side by side in the Oval Office and in the Situation Room. And it is clear from John Kelly's words that Donald Trump is someone who, I quote, certainly falls into the general definition of fascists, who in fact vowed to be a dictator on day one and vowed to use the military as his personal militia.
Everything about this guy is fake.
To carry out
everything.
His personal and political vendettas.
You know,
that overlap was actually really perfectly
yeah,
fine.
Kind of.
A little mashup. Little mashup yeah. There with Tim Walz.
Yeah, a little mashup. Whoop, whoop.
You know, I was saying, I rarely agree with...
Uh-oh.
Sorry. Oh, my God. With Van Jones, you know, but he said it best last night. It's just, they're not even taking the same... Not forget Donald Trump's graded on a curb. They're not even taking the same exam.
Right.
He can be lawless and she has to be flawless. Right.
I mean, when you've got a journalist talking about she's ready to be president, but I'm not sure about her wardrobe, get out of here. Like, I'm so glad that person, I think it was maybe a Daily Beast publication, just got trolled on social media for putting out an article like that. In this day and age, 2024, you're going to talk about her wardrobe? This guy's wearing a tie that he trips over. He's got a suit from Big that his father probably wore that he's just been like, I think this fits.
Yeah.
And they're talking about Kamala Harris's outfit. I would wear half of her suits. She looks so hot. I hate that I'm actually like,
she is beautiful.
This is obviously the first time I've fantasized about any presidential nominee. Clearly why. But it's mind-blowing what the mainstream media is doing to her and what they're getting away with these op-eds.
But I mean,
just because you wrote something doesn't mean it needs to be published.
Yeah. And also, Dana, speaking of unprecedented again, we've just never seen this. Where the other candidate will not debate, will not do any interviews, has canceled every interview. I mean, they're not even, and yet she has to answer these gotcha questions.
Yep.
Right, where he just gets to sit in the peanut gallery and heckle. And the media doesn't, you know, you have a guy that's clearly in decline. They ran Joe Biden out of this race, and still no medical records, no tax returns. No, I mean, here we are, right?
The fact that they're not, like, demanding his medical records after what they did to Joe Biden, I think, is one of the most infuriating parts for me. And it's got to be a doctor that is not in Donald Trump's back pocket.
Yeah, and meanwhile, President Biden's fine.
Yeah.
Here he is yesterday on the campaign trail. Yeah, three. President Biden talking about the ACA. Oh, okay.
He calls, he wants to replace it with his, I love this guy. I'm trying to be a very good fella. I'm not letting my Irish get the best of me. But my predecessor, the distinguished former president, he wants to replace the Affordable Care Act with what he calls, this is what he refers to, a concept of a plan. I've heard that concept of a plan now for almost 8 years. A concept of a plan. What the hell is a concept of a... He has no concept of anything. No plan.
He's trying not to get his Irish up. Does anyone else use that? Do you get your Jewish up sometimes?
Nah, I think it's a little bit different.
A little bit, yeah.
I don't really know what that means.
Let's just not, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to keep going.
All right, let's just, I'm going to walk, I'm just going to traipse right by that.
Uh-huh.
Tanya, do you want to ask Malcolm Nance anything while we're doing this line of questioning?
Tanya in Chicago, hello.
Hi, Stephanie Miller. This is I'm a longtime listener, first time caller, so I've got my notes together.
Okay.
I did see Sexy Liberal in Chicago. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Squeak.
Yes.
Okay, I did see the Sexy Liberal Chicago pay-per-view. I have been phone banking. Now, my adventure is my ballot. I'm in Tampa to clear out my mom's house because she passed away in July, but she was in control. Everything was peaceful. Even with dementia, she was running everything to the end, including outliving my dad. So anyway, since I was going to be in Tampa, and she lived to be 90 and a half, my dad lived to be 91. Anyway, so my Chicago ballot has 95 freaking judges. I checked every single one.
Uh-huh.
I also checked the ballot and didn't vote. I also checked down ballot, and there's one rep I didn't vote for because he was spreading misinformation about the female Olympic boxer, Imani Khalid, saying she was transgender when she's not.
Oh,
so it took me about 5 days to finish my ballot, went to the nearby post office here in Tampa, closed because of Hurricane Helene and Milton. Went to another post office, Divine Intervention. They pick up their mail at 3 o'clock. I got there at 2:50. So I've done my duty.
Okay, good for you. Hooray.
Yes.
Hooray. America thanks you. America thanks you. That was a long story. I thought there was going to be an onion belt, ended well for America.
She needed to get it out there. She's patriotic.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, and she brought up the trans issue. Dana Goldberg reminds you, America, if you drop a boy off at school and pick up a girl, you're drunk, you picked up the wrong child.
Oh.
Go back and get the right child.
Someone else's child. Yes. You kidnapped a child, you need to return the child.
Don't drive back to school drunk, Stephanie. Oh, God.
I didn't mean to imply that.
Well, you...
49 minutes after the hour.
I think it was more than an implication. I think it was verbatim.
Yes, it was.
You're drunk. Go home. Also, this is a Wendy's, ma'am. All right. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show. Your child is not at the drive-thru. This part of the show, Dr. Barney's Nature's Blend.
Yes.
Yeah, my little baby. You got kisses from Mrs. Kisses this morning.
Well.
Because she was trying to get food out of you.
She knew I had food and I wasn't going to give her
You know
food.
Why? Because you're the only other thing here that's made entirely of protein. And right? Dr.
Yes.
Marty's up there is, right, has turkey, beef, duck, salmon. And you're
right.
Just a big block of something, protein.
Human flesh.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is not edible to.
Yeah. Like Rocky would like practice, you know, punching against you. You're just like a big slab of meat. And that's why the dogs, they need to eat what they eat in the wild. They're carnivores. Their ancestors ate meat.
Are you saying a dog would eat me?
Yes. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon. That's the first four ingredients. Meat, meat, meat. They love to be on a ship with meat. I don't know. I'm redoing the men's song. My point is they love this.
Weird.
I'm tired. It also has antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables, you know. It is
blueberries.
Right?
That's what sticks out to me is the blueberry.
I know. It's a superfood. It's all superfoods. This is how Dr. Marty healed himself.
Yeah.
He's a fancy doctor from Cornell, you know.
Yeah.
He's been treating. He's like Forbes magazine said he's the miracle worker.
Right.
He's been treating dogs in his practice for years and years and years. This is what's going to make them happy, healthy. It is raw. It's freeze-dried, shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients and taste. Right now, 54% off Nature's Blend and a free bag of Cod Krispies. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Oh, my God!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there is one major red flag to look out for, cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make them act slower and older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It is tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperature, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty has created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. My Bonnie and Clyde devour it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion and at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated? 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought Today. Text liberal to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text liberal to 511-511 or go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text liberal to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Back by popular demand, Wisconsin's largest and most spectacular Christmas show, Christmas in the Dells, kicks off the holiday season Friday, November 1st. all starts with a four-course Christmas feast, complete with ham, turkey, and all the fix-its, and with new songs, cast, and costumes, plus a third show added on Saturdays. This truly will be a magical holiday season, highlighted by a live nativity, complete with real animals and flying angels. Christmas in the Dells is not to be missed. Want to save 20% off tickets? Use promo code SAVE20% at checkout, and you'll do exactly that. Save 20% off of any of the November Christmas in the Dells shows. Not sure of the date you want to attend? You can purchase a voucher now, save 20%, and choose your date later. It'll make a great Christmas gift for family, friends, employees, everyone. But you need to hurry. The promotion will end soon. Get your tickets today at ChristmasInTheDells.com. That's ChristmasInTheDells.com.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Like everything Trump says. Oh, again with the, you're going to really torture Dana again with the trans thing? The trans surgeries? Okay. All right. Here we go. Yeah. Oh, hold please. Hold please, Dana.
What is that all about? That's like, that's when they talk about a threat to democracy, they're a threat. Could you imagine without parental consent? At first, when I was told that was actually happening, I said, you know, it's an exaggeration. No, it happens. It happens. It is where it happens.
Doesn't happen.
Only after they've eaten someone's dogs and cats.
Also, what is the exaggeration there? That there's only partial surgeries happening? That they just changed their name for the kid? What is the exaggeration there? That he could have been saying, this is the point that's acceptable, but you're taking it too far.
And I know it's funny, but people like tweet like, oh, you know, I'm in line for trans surgery at school, but it's going slow because they're using staplers and... But it's just, it's, you know, we can joke because we're comedians, but it's not funny. It's leading
not
to
the trans
kids
community.
Being bullied, you know.
Absolutely. When there is a community that is literally being killed on the streets at a massively high rate, especially trans women of color, to make the trans community a punchline for any joke, right. I don't
Thank
think you.
You
understand the damage you're doing.
One last one, Kamala Harris.
He was openly admired dictators, said he would be a dictator
15,
on day
15, yeah, okay. Real quick.
Donald Trump is increasingly unhinged and unstable. And in a second term, people like John Kelly would not be there to be the guardrails against his propensities and his actions. Those who once tried to stop him from pursuing his worst impulses would no longer be there.
Yeah. It just cannot be more terrifying. I, you know, we were saying Democrats, we're prone to panic. It's what we do. We opened the show talking about how Democrats are panicking, and the CNN data analyst is saying there's really no reason for it. But it's just because of what's at stake, isn't it?
That's exactly what it is. And we just have to get out and vote. Try not to panic. Get out and get some fresh air. I know we're about to get slammed up against a wall. And I know you like that, Steffi, but not in a good way. So I love y'all, and I'll see you next week. Follow me on the socials, DG Comedy, especially Instagram, so I can post my picture of meeting Melissa Etheridge. I love you all.
Yes. We love you, Melissa. Love you, Dana.
Thanks, Dana.
Bye.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Brittany Merlot will be here with all things weather and wine. Paul Noonan from the Acme Packing Company for all things sports. And then This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 11.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.